All right, we are going to continue on. 19 Bighorn Sheep Herd Health Update. John Canta, our terrestrial section chief, is joining us virtually in person. Virtually. Virtually,
Virtually,
there
Madam
it is.
Chair. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. Go ahead, sir.
Excellent. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. As you mentioned, John Canta, Terrestrial Section Chief with the Department. I'm going to give you, I'm pinch hitting here for some of our staff that aren't available today. So I'm going to give you a brief update on our bighorn sheep herds and kind of a health update and just talk a little bit about some of those individual herds. Sorry, I'm tripping up here because can you see my screen?
Yes, we can. Yep.
Okay. All right. So yeah, just talk a little bit about, like I mentioned, our bighorn sheep herds. I just want to start with a little refresher. We do have six bighorn sheep herds in South Dakota. I'll see if this works here. Can you see this laser pointer?
Yep, we can.
So yeah, so the first herd, Deadwood here in the northern Black Hills, would be one of those. Our Rapid City herd down here in Custer State Park, we have yet another herd. The Hell Canyon herd here, which would be west of Custer, South Dakota, and along the Wyoming border, we have the Elk Mountain herd. And then over here, kind of on the prairie in Badlands National Park, we have a herd of bighorn sheep that exists out there on the national park, and then down south into the Pine Ridge Reservation. So just update for you there. These tan areas are kind of areas that we have location data for bighorn sheep and depict those herds and where those sheep exist out there. To the right here, I have just a refresher here for you again of what we have for bighorn sheep management units, hunting units. And you can see we have a unit here that covers that Elk Mountain herd along the Wyoming border, BH2. BH4 covers the Hell Canyon and Rapid City herds. And then we have Custer State Park as one of our units. We do have a unit out here. We call it the Pennington unit, which would be, encompasses the area around that Badlands National Park. But we currently have that closed, and I'll touch on that here in the next couple of slides. So I want to start with just giving you a little bit of update on the Hell Canyon herd. You all may recall we came to you, I think it was back in March of this year, to identify that we had detected pneumonia in this bighorn sheep herd. And we had set out to do some capture work and put some radio collars out for research. And during that capture, we identified some sheep that looked sick. And kind of gave us an indication that something's going on there. And sure enough, we did confirm that we were having a pneumonia die-off. This picture on the left here just shows a sign that we put up to help with the public identifying dead sheep and reporting those to us so that we could get a good handle on what's going on out there and hopefully run some tests and things of that nature. So as a little update, we have been monitoring this herd. And before the die-off, we had about 150 to 200 bighorn sheep in Hell Canyon. Once we identified that we had six sheep, we did conduct some monitoring or survey in that area. And what we determined is that from that 150 to 200, we had a minimum of 59 bighorn sheep that were still alive in that primary area of the Hell Canyon herd. So we wanted to gather some more information and start to evaluate, how significant of a die-off did we have here. And we had radio collared some animals from that capture work that we did with the helicopter capture in April, and then did go out and try to free dart some additional animals. And we ended up with 31 sheep that we were able to put some radio collars on so that we could follow them around and get an idea of what's going on with that pneumonia die-off of those. And they were all tested. We did determine that of the adults that we radio collared, 65% of those tested positive for the prevalence of Mycoplasma ovum pneumoniae, or MOVI. And the MOVI is a bacteria that's a precursor to pneumonia in bighorn sheep. And so, that gave us the information we needed to know that this was, in fact, a pneumonia die-off. And so staff did monitor those radio collars and continued to monitor them. And what we saw is that through March, we lost about 50% of those radio collared animals. So if we extrapolated that, we could assume that we lost about 50% of the herd. Now the really good news is that since March, we've documented 100% survival on those remaining collars. So it does appear that this die-off has subsided, and perhaps we're through the nasty part of the die-off, and that's confirmed with the fact that we're still observing lambs out there from this last spring. Just the other day, staff were able to confirm 15 lambs still alive in this herd. So that's important information for us, because typically when we go through a bighorn sheep die-off, we do see that the one of the largest impacts is that some of those sheep, those adult sheep, particularly the ewes, continue to carry that MOVI bacteria and express that, and so they pass that along to the lambs, and those lambs obviously pick up that bacteria, develop pneumonia, and die. So the fact that we have that number of lambs out there and they all look to be healthy is another indicator that we likely went through a moderate die-off here. And with these pneumonia die-offs, we can see, almost 100% all-age die-off. It can absolutely wipe out a herd in the really nasty cases. And then, in other cases, we can see just a few individuals that die from pneumonia. And, again, in this case, it looks to be kind of a moderate die-off, perhaps about 50% of those animals that we lost. But the good news, like I said, is that we do seem to be past that and seeing some good recruitment. And so our expectation is that this herd will continue to rebound here, and we will hope to get those numbers back up and continue this management of this herd into the future. Next, I want to talk about the Badlands herd out there east of the Black Hills here. So we've reported on this before to you all, but we did have a die-off in 2021 there. We approximate about 60% of the herd was lost in this die-off, and that was a pneumonia die-off again. And we did identify MOVI in the herd. So in the past, we've done some research, and I'll say kind of some management, that what we do is go in and test these bighorn sheep and identify which individuals are still carrying that MOVI bacteria and shedding it. And effectively, we call them shedders. And so we know that if we can identify those shedders and take them out of the herd, that can be a big help to recovering that herd. And so in 2023, Badlands National Park and the Oglala Sioux Parks and Recreation Authority did work with us through South Dakota State University to kick off a research project. I'll call it a research project. We do have students, and they're collecting data and documenting what's occurring. But really, I see it as a management action as well, because what we're going to do is go in and test these animals, all of them if we can, identify those shedders again, remove them, and help recover this herd. So currently, we have about 90 bighorn sheep in this herd. Unfortunately, we're seeing minimal lamb recruitment still. But as I mentioned, we're doing the testing, and we'll start the removal phase on this project very soon. And our hope would be then coming around to this next year that we'll see good lamb production and then survival and recruitment into the herd, and see this herd come back. This does offer some opportunity, as I mentioned, outside of Badlands National Park. When those sheep leave the national park, we're able to offer some limited hunting opportunity. In fact, the world record bighorn sheep came from the area north of Badlands National Park there. Next, I'll just touch on the Deadwood herd. This herd, we did see a die-off as well, and it was attributed to MOVI and pneumonia in 2017. And so staff have continued to monitor this herd and test for MOVI and remove shedders. We've been doing that since 2017. Unfortunately, it seems to be lingering, and we're continuing to find individuals that are expressing that bacteria. But staff have done a great job of staying on top of this and doing some monitoring and continuing to kind of clean that herd up. And we are seeing positive results. Currently, we have about 30 bighorn sheep in this herd. We have been above that number. It's a relatively new herd. We introduced these sheep in 2015, and so Those numbers are promising, even though it's just 30 sheep. I mean, we are seeing, good lamb recruitment in the herd. Currently, we've documented about 10 healthy lambs. So we are seeing positive things in this herd and indications that we'll start to recover here and see numbers increase. I put this picture on here. This is actually a picture of some rams right there near Deadwood from just the other day. And, again, even though we're at such a low number, we are seeing some rams mature in this herd, and we're starting to see good lamb recruitment. And so really positive news that, I think there's a good chance over the next couple of years we can come to you with a recommendation to open this unit back up and allow some hunting opportunity there as well. And so, yeah, three instances of die-offs and situations where we've had to deal with bighorns dying off. But the message I'd kind of like to leave you with these three herds is that we are seeing really positive results or positive indices as of late. And I think that these herds will continue to grow, and we'll get them back, restore them, and have some opportunity there. So the last thing I'd like to touch on, just as a little update for you folks, we do currently have a season going on. Our bighorn sheep seasons run from September 1 through the end of December. This year, the commission did issue 10 licenses for bighorn sheep, four of those in Custer State Park, three on Elk Mountain, two in Hell Canyon, and I have Hell Canyon and Rapid City there because the commission took action as we identified this pneumonia die-off to reduce the licenses in the Hell Canyon unit, but to also include that Rapid City herd. And the reason we did that is we have bighorn sheep in Rapid City. In fact, we have some really nice rams in Rapid City, just with some limited opportunity because of availability on private land and close to Rapid City and such. And so you all did add that to that Hell Canyon unit, one, because of the die-off and to allow that opportunity, but two, we'd like to allow for folks to harvest bighorn sheep ram in the Rapid City herd if they can find that access and stuff. And so two out of that unit. And then, of course, we have one auction licensed hunter that's available as well. And so looking at harvest, we did have two rams harvested on Elk Mountain, one ram so far that's been harvested in Custer State Park, and then we have one ram harvested in Hell Canyon, and we did, in fact, see a ram harvested out of the Rapid City herd. So that's great news and awesome that we're able to utilize that resource rather than just let them die of other causes. And so you can see we still do have several hunters in the field, but some really nice opportunity. And this picture that I have on the slide here, this is actually the one ram that was harvested out of the elk, or excuse me, the Hell Canyon herd, and scored in the high 170s, which is a really great Boone and Crockett score for bighorn sheep. And we're still averaging the mid 170s for bighorn sheep harvested in South Dakota here, and we typically come out with a couple of Boone and Crockett that which is 180 inches or more. So yeah, just a quick update on harvest there. And with that, Madam Chair, I would certainly be willing to take any questions or discuss something further if you so choose.
Very good. Any questions for John? John, I do have a question for you. Kind of, if you could give me just a little bit of history. You had mentioned like the Deadwood herd was introduced in 2015. Where do we get the sheep from? Do we have a program where they're, we're paying for these? Where do they come from?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Great question. And, bighorn sheep are native to South Dakota, so they did occur historically. They were extirpated largely due to die-offs and contact with domestic sheep and goats. And so all of the sheep that we have now came from reintroductions in some way, shape, or form. And we get them from a lot of different places. Typically, what we do when we think that we need more bighorn sheep or a new bloodline of bighorn sheep is we'll reach out to other state wildlife agencies and just ask if they have surplus bighorn sheep that we can acquire to bring into the state. And we have received them from all over the place, Colorado, Alberta, Canada. We've received them from Montana. Which is really good when you talk about genetics. We have several different bloodlines that we've brought into the Black Hills. And honestly, we have enough different bloodlines now in our various herds that we're able to take sheep within state and kind of move them around and increase that genetic heterozygosity and keep a healthy herd, genetically speaking. But yeah, so they really, Madam Chair, come from anybody that has them available and all over the Western United States and Canada.
Okay, very good. Thank you. My follow-up would be, as we look at some of these herds where we are seeing some of the die-off, is there a kind of a threshold or a point where then the department would look at bringing new bloodline in? What would that look like for that to happen?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Absolutely, there are situations where we look to do that, and a prime example would be Custer State Park. So we did experience a die-off. Getting a little foggy and with my old age here, but I think it was 15 years ago, something like that. And we did go in and test and remove those shedders, as I mentioned, as a management tool. And we were able to effectively clean that herd up and allow it to recover. Now, what we did to help it recover is exactly what you're talking about. We brought some bighorn sheep ewes from Badlands National Park, captured those and brought them in and released them in Custer State Park to give them a little shot in the arm, some additional bloodline, but also additional individuals to help recover that herd. And we saw really positive results. That herd has grown exponentially since that augmentation, those additional bighorn sheep that we put in that herd. And so, yeah, it really kind of depends on where we're at with numbers. Most importantly, where we're at with the pneumonia die-off. Have we cleaned it up? Do we feel that there's that MOVI bacteria doesn't exist out there anymore? That's first and foremost, because we certainly don't want to bring sheep in and drop them on top of some other ones that are potentially expressing the bacteria and just have everything die off. So most importantly, we want to clean the herd up, and then we take a look at what are we looking at for numbers, and if need be, then bring in that additional bloodline and additional numbers to help recover the herd.
Very good. Thank you for those answers. Additional questions or comments from the commission? Seeing none, very good. We appreciate the update. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll move to